Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. Good to see you here today. Welcome to worship at Stavanger Lutheran Church. We have a few announcements before we begin the service. First of all, on behalf of myself and Pastor Eric and his family and Pastor Giovanni and his, thank you, Stavanger, for the many greetings, cards, gifts with which you have blessed us and our families this Christmas season. And we look forward to serving you in this new year. We want you to be aware of things coming up. We have our annual meeting following worship a week from today on January 10th. So please stay after worship for that if you're able. And even if you're not a member, if you wish to just sit in on it, you're more than welcome to. And members will be able to vote on the business items for that meeting. Also, tomorrow evening, church board members, we have our monthly church board meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here at the church. And then our midweek, our Tuesday night Bible study resumes this Tuesday at 7 p.m. here at the church building. And Shady Oak virtual Bible study on Wednesday evening at 7. So things are happening, and next Sunday also the current plan, if you don't hear otherwise, is for Sunday school classes to resume at 9:30 next Sunday morning. And that includes our adult Sunday school class as well as those for the kids. All right. Our call to worship as we begin our service is from Psalm 147. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we thank you for bringing us through the past year and into a new year. Lord, each day is a sign of your grace. Lord, may we be watchful for your hand at work in our lives and in the events of the world, Lord. Lord, grant us eyes to see beyond what the world sees. Inform us, O Lord, with your word, what your intentions are, what your plans are for this world and for each of us, while you give us breath and life here. And Lord, may we continue to watch expectantly for your return. And may that, Lord, knowledge inform us and guide us in our words, our actions, our plans, that we may keep, Lord, in our hearts you and the purposes of your kingdom. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you today, and we pray this service would lift your name up, and that we, Lord, would be strengthened in faith as we hear your word, as we receive your body and blood. That we may go forth, Lord, refreshed, renewed, and sent, Lord, as your ambassadors in our communities, in our families, our workplaces, all to the glory of your name. We ask it in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. invite you to rise as you're able for our opening song, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, they keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim their holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. Sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, thou send to us, we pray, cast out our sin. Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Arise, your light has come.
Spirit's call obey. Show forth the glory of your God, which shines on you today. Arise, your light is come. Fling wide the prison door. Proclaim the captive's liberty, good tidings to the poor. Arise, your light is come, all you in sorrow born. Bind up the broken-hearted ones, and comfort those who your light is come. The mountains burst in song. Rise up like eagles on the wing. God's power will make
Let us pray. Lord, we do continue to thank and praise you for who you are and what you have done for us. And we lift up before you, Lord, those who grieve. We think of the families of Leland Haugen and Kevin Livingood. Pray your comfort, peace, and strength for them in these days to come. And we pray, Lord, that as we face our own mortality, Lord, that our eyes would be directed to you and the hope we have in Jesus, who is the victor over death and the grave. Lord, we pray for our missionaries. We think of the Hosh family and pray your blessing upon them in this new year. Grant them health and strength and bless them in their efforts, Lord, to develop relationships with their neighbors that they might proclaim you to those who do not yet know you. And we pray, Lord, through them, many would come to faith in you as Savior and Lord. And we pray the same for us, Lord, that you would help us in our relationships with others, that you would shine your light through us in word and deed. And so we ask these things and trust you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Eric.
Our gospel text for today comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Please rise as you are able for the reading of God's word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Each of the four gospels trace Jesus back to a particular beginning. Matthew begins with the genealogy that connects Jesus back to Abraham. Mark connects Jesus to a prophecy foretold by Isaiah that there would be one who would come to prepare the way for Jesus, that is John the Baptist. Luke begins with the angel Gabriel, foretelling the birth of John the Baptist and then the birth of Jesus. But the Gospel of John goes a different route. It connects to Jesus. It connects Jesus to before creation. It begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You might notice that that sounds like poetry. It is amazing to me how many themes are introduced in these poetic first 18 verses, themes that run all the way through the Gospel of John. We see the Word of God as being eternal, distinct, but at the same time one with the Father. We see the struggle between darkness and light. And we see Christ as the only Son of the Father, through whom and only through whom we know God. You might have noticed the creation themes in our text this morning. It begins with the same words as Genesis 1, in the beginning. Genesis starts, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Compare that with the beginning of our text from John 1. It goes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Here, John is using themes found in Genesis 1 to tell of a different kind of creation. Instead of an account of creation at the beginning of time, John tells us how God recreates us as his children. He begins by telling us that Jesus, the true light, who gives light to all mankind, was coming into the world. But this time, God was going to operate among his people in an entirely new way. God had spoken to Moses through the burning bush. He had given to Moses the Ten Commandments written by his own finger. He had existed among the Israelites, traveling with them in the tabernacle. He had even walked in the Garden of Eden among Adam and Eve. But now God was coming to the world in flesh, making himself one of us, with a body filled with blood and bones. God himself with a heartbeat and fingerprints and DNA. And although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. In his gospel, John frequently uses the Greek word cosmos, which is most commonly translated as world, to describe our world as hating and rebelling against God. In John chapter 15, Jesus tells his disciples, if the world hates you, understand that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus, because of his love for us, chose to come into this sin-darkened world so that all who would receive him, so that all who would believe in his name, he might make children of God. When we lived in Florida, my wife Gianna worked in the foster care system. She worked with children who were considered to be orphans of the state. She and I learned quite a bit about the adoption process, what it involves and what it means. It was amazing to see how her experience with adoption reflected what the scriptures tell us about our adoption as children of God. There were three clear parallels. Adoption is costly. Adoption is planned. And adoption is final. While costs may vary on an individual basis, families typically spend around $43,000 in legal fees, adoption home study costs, agency fees, medical coverage, and other costs. Adoption also has a high emotional cost. It often involves scrutiny of your home and your past, defense to others about your decision to adopt, waiting for a child match, hoping for approval, and so on. Adoption is costly in so many ways. And the same is true for our adoption as children of God. Paul tells us in Philippians that Christ, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Paul also tells us in Galatians that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Our adoption as children of God was costly. Christ knew the cost, and because of his love for us, he paid the price of our adoption. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace. Before a person can adopt a child, they must meet with an adoption counselor, fill out mountains of paperwork, take weeks of parenting classes, have their house inspected, their character evaluated. The process goes on and on. The point is, adoption takes a lot of preparation and planning. It can take several months, even years. Adoption takes desire, effort, preparation, and patience. And the same is true for our heavenly adoption. God had prepared a plan for our salvation before we had even sinned. After the serpent had deceived Adam and Eve, God told him, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." In this verse, God is telling Satan exactly what he had planned. God is explaining that through Eve's offspring, a Savior will come, and he will crush death, sin, and devil once and for all. Over the thousands of years following our first sin, God reiterates his plan for our adoption through promises that he made to Abraham, Jacob, David, and many others. Over many generations, God executes his divine plan to bring us back to himself as his children. Lastly, adoption is final. For an adoption to occur, a judge must make a legal ruling declaring that the adoption is finalized. During the adoption finalization hearing, the judge asks the adoptive parent, "Do you understand that by all purposes of the law, this child will be considered to be your child, as if they were born of natural means by your union?" Before the judge signs the final court order of adoption, the adoptive parent must answer yes to this question. This is because adoption is final. Once the judge declares the adoption to the court, it is legally final and the adoption is finished. The same is true for our heavenly adoption. We are not children of God by natural descent, but when we receive Christ, when we believe in his name, we are declared to be children of God. There are no strings attached. There's nothing that we need to do or could do to earn this. Our adoption was completed and won by Christ alone. This is why the writer of Hebrews describes Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Children who are adopted from the foster care system are usually given new names when they are adopted. They take on the family name to signify to whom they belong. In the same way, we receive a new identity in our adoption through Christ. In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Our old identities have passed away, and we are given new identities in Christ. In Romans chapter 9, Paul says, "I will call them my people who are not my people. I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one." And in the very place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," before, they will be called children of the living God. We were once orphans, but in his love, God adopted us as his children and now calls us his loved ones. We no longer bear the name of our own sin and circumstance, but we now have a new name, the name Child of the Living God. Receiving a new identity rooted in Christ does not mean that we are immune to hurt or suffering, struggle or sin. What it means is that our identity as a child of God still remains, even when we experience that hurt, that struggling, that suffering, that sin. Our identity as a child of God is secure, even when we really just mess it all up. Even when we face loss and when we are angry at God, even when we struggle with doubt, because our identity as a child of God does not rely on us or our feelings or our actions. Our identity as a child of God rests in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It rests in the unwavering, unyielding, all-encompassing love of God. So when you feel unloved, unimportant, or insecure, remember to whom you belong, because you have been adopted. So take comfort in and rest in your assured adoption and in your identity as a child of God, because that is who you are. We have been made children of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have poured into our lives, and we recognize you as the source of all good things. We ask that by your word and spirit, your light would continue to shine through us and illuminate the darkness in our lives and in our broken world, that all might receive salvation by your grace. We thank you for paying the price of our adoption and for our new identities in you. Help us to remember and rest in our assured adoption as your children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let's prepare to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus as we confess our sins and hear the words of absolution. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, unto us all. Amen. I invite you to confess together our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed as printed on the back side of the bulletin insert. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. Believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray together as our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing chorus, Go Now in Peace.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour of every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
Receive the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God's peace be with you.
Amen. 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 Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.